Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A favorable development in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Brian Hagedorn, the swing vote, Republican, voted once again to uphold our Constitution. And I want to give him a shout out for that. 4-3, the Wisconsin Supreme Court tossed out a case from a guy who wanted to end drop boxes in Wisconsin, wanted to end clerks assisting voters, and several other things he didn't like about the last election. Three of the Republican judges voted to take the case and decide it, go his way. The three justices who were seen as Democrats, remember that Wisconsin Supreme Court is supposed to be nonpartisan. You don't run for the Wisconsin Supreme Court or any judgeship in Wisconsin as a Democrat or Republican. And when I first started practicing law, people, you couldn't tell if they were Democrats or Republicans. They were good judges. We still have plenty of good judges, but some, unfortunately, have become very ideological. Brian Hagedorn is seen as a Republican. So there then would be four Republicans and three Democrats, and therefore Trump would have his way, right? Well, wrong. Because Hagedorn's read the Constitution. He's a very conservative gentleman, and you may or may not agree with some of his decisions, but when it comes to the Constitution, to elections, the lifeblood of our democracy, he has stood tall. He has voted in a 4-3 majority with the three Democrats joining him as the four on a whole range of issues. The most important was he refused to overturn the November 3rd election. Three justices would have done that. He did not. Well, this time around, he stood tall. He's read the law and he tossed out the case. And it was on procedural grounds. Theoretically, they can continue it and amend the pleadings through the lower courts. But I'll tell you what, our democracy hangs by a thread. In Michigan, the state commission was 3-3. And if they had gone 3-3 on overturning the November 3rd election in Michigan, it might have gotten overturned. But one of the Republicans there, like Hagedorn, said, look, I voted for Trump. I'm a Republican, but the Constitution is the Constitution. And there was a guy in Philadelphia the same way. And Raffensperger in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, very conservative Republican, throws people off the ballots. But he said, I'm going to certify this election. And even Mike Pence, he's not stupid. He's not going to obey Trump and try to toss out the certification, which he had no power to do. And for his pains, they were going to hang him, hang Mike Pence, and they erected a gallows. Well, with Hagedorn here, this is something like the third or fourth time where he's intervened and voted with the so-called Democrats to forge a bipartisan 4-3 majority that's in the best tradition of Wisconsin jurisprudence. I was a law clerk for one of the great justices of the Wisconsin Supreme Court after he'd gone to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Thomas Fairchild. Judge Thomas Fairchild's father was the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court back in the 40s. Stalwart Republican. They had the stalwarts and progressives. Tom Fairchild was a progressive Republican and emerged and became a Democrat. Served 10 years on the Wisconsin Supreme Court from 1956 to 1966. Wrote a lot of very fine opinions. Then he went on and became Chief Judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, Federal Court of Appeals in Chicago. And I was his law clerk, one of his two law clerks, when I got out of law school. Learned a lot from him. He's an excellent, wonderful man. But the truth of the matter is, we used to have people like that, and now we still do. Not all the seven, certainly four of them, including Brian Hagedorn, stand tall for the Constitution. And I'm just very proud to announce that. We go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
It's just sad that ethics seems to mean nothing anymore to a lot of these people. I mean, you've got Michael Gableman now, who's going to sit on the supposed, you know, the fraud out here in Wisconsin that they're going to have. And it just is that ethics seems to mean nothing to them. I mean, that for some of these people, like Annette Ziegler, what still grates me is that when she was a judge, before she got elected to the Supreme Court, she judged on cases her husband was involved in and didn't disclose that to the opposing side. I mean, ethics means nothing to them. And that it just, you know, and I got an accounting degree, and ethics is supposed to mean something. You're supposed to maintain avoid even the appearance of impropriety. I mean, even accountants are supposed to do that kind of thing. And for judges like this, that apparently impropriety means nothing to them anymore. I mean, that they're going to hang out at, you know, go to Trump events and praise Trump and lick his boots and why they're licking the boots of a man who is, his entire life has been one of privilege and graft is beyond me. I mean, that how hopefully someday the scales will drop off of people's eyes and they'll see Trump clearly for what he is, and his whole family, his whole clan is just they're a complete criminal organization. They used to talk about the criminal, you know, Bush clan. Now, the Bush crime family, well, they have nothing on Donald Trump and his clan. And his clan's gone back as criminal for, you know, for a long time. I mean, Grandpa Drumpf was actually a whoremonger up in Alaska. That's where he made his money. It is just sad. It is just sad that ethics means nothing because Wisconsin Republicans has just bought into this. Apparently, they haven't bought in too strong enough because Trump is now condemning them. And I tremble at what's going to happen. I mean,
you're raising some good points. Here's the deal. We are in kind of a post-ethics culture in politics in general. That's why it's important in the judiciary to have people like a Brian Hagedorn, who will read the Constitution, understands it, and will stand with it, even when it disadvantages in a particular election his own party. Because, look, what's going to happen is 2022 is going to shake a lot of this out. 2022, people are going to sort out and you know, there is gerrymandering, obviously, in the House of Representatives. There's no gerrymandering in the Senate. You can't gerrymander the Senate because they're statewide. Everybody in the state gets to vote. And there it's going to come down to make them down to the race here in Wisconsin between Ron Johnson, and whoever our nominee is. Certainly will come down to it in Pennsylvania, where Pat Toomey's given up his seat, Republican. We have a shot at it. But in Georgia, Raphael Warnock is running. He's our guy, just got elected, but it was a partial term. And, you know, something, they're throwing people off the ballot rolls. And the truth of the matter, I mean, in this state, Brian Hagedorn stopped them from doing that before the last election. You know, in Georgia, they don't have anybody to stop them. So Merrick Garland's going in with litigation, but a lot's going to be told. And then the big kahuna is 2024. Hopefully Biden runs again. Biden's doing a good job as president, but hopefully the Republican Party restores its ethics and its soul. And I'm beginning to think Mike Pence, for instance, Mike Pence gave a speech the other day to Republicans and said he was, quote, proud, end quote, of certifying the election despite the January 6th insurrection. And then he said it, quote, un-American to have one guy pick the president, end quote. He used those terms. In other words, Trump wanted him to say, I reject this certification. I appoint Trump, and coincidentally, I'm his vice president, so I appoint myself too. Pence said, it's un-American to have one guy pick the president. He was proud of accepting the certification. Now, I'm beginning to wonder if the 2024 Republican primary isn't shaping up to be some extremes, Trump trying to get in, but badly hurt by the Manhattan prosecution of the Trump Organization, which is, I think, what's going to happen, at least, and maybe of himself for financial fraud. And there's a lot of people in the Republican Party who say they support Trump, but they don't want him to be the nominee and dragging all his baggage. And a lot of them are going to be for DeSantis from Florida. But if Pence runs, there'll be a lot. They'll say, well, he was with Trump on almost anything. And yeah, we did threaten to hang him, but, you know, can't take a joke. What the? I mean, I'm not kidding. That's what they'll say. And then a guy like Romney, who comes in, who's principled, would stand up to Putin and who would stand up for our democracy. And what do you do with a primary of DeSantis, Trump, Pence, and Mitt Romney? What do you do with that? I don't know what they're going to do with that. You know, you have 30% of the population, at least in the Republican Party, are for Trump. I do not think he's going to get renominated in 2024. Who's his surrogate? DeSantis says he is, but, you know, no one knows DeSantis. Pence says he is, but he stood tall on certifying the election. Mitt Romney is not. But there's a lot of people in the Republican Party who would like to restore their party to a sense of decency. This is all very, very early in the game, structuring what's going to happen then in 2024. So we're lucky in this state that we were able to hold the line. And frankly, we're going to be lucky to hold it again in 2022 and 2024. The U.S. just bombed Hezbollah militias and people launching missiles against American soldiers still in Iraq on the Iraq-Syria border. They're sponsored by Iran. Iran's a Shiite country. Hezbollah is a Shiite group. Iraq is largely Shiite. There's a lot of Christians in Iraq. ISIS slaughtered a lot of them. They're Sunnis. They're out of Iraq now. But we still have an American presence there. And Hezbollah, the Shiite militia backed by Iran, is shelling our guys. They killed 250 Marines in the early 1980s in Lebanon, Beirut, Lebanon, when Reagan was president. He didn't do anything about it other than invade Grenada and say he was saving some medical students to look tough. And they routinely kill our people. Well, it's about time that stopped. Biden is standing tall. He's not going to let our troops, either in Afghanistan or Iraq, as we withdraw, or even as we stay in small numbers, from being attacked. He did exactly the right thing. We have got to stop people attacking us and attacking our allies in the Middle East. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.